Well, they would be opposite to each other, wouldn't they?
Have you ever heard words like Anagodlind or Yanagwislind?
No.
Okay. I never have either, but apparently some people use them.
Well, that's unique. I've never heard that. Either one.
Oh, well, we've learned so many new terms just by going out and talking to people like this.
Yes, I imagine. Well, I can't imagine some of them, though, like those. You mentioned a few today that I've never heard of. That's interesting. But I can see that that whole work is interesting.
Oh, it's very interesting.
Yes, it is. But are you going to gain a lot from this, you think?
Well, eventually, in the long run. It's hard to see just from one or two interviews. Mm-hmm. But when you get all of them all over the state, so we'll have 300 total when we're finished. Mm-hmm. And with that many, we can tell quite a bit about patterns, you know, all over the state.
But I'm wondering still what the result, final result, will be, what it will amount to.
It's hard to tell, but it's possible that you could see...
Would it be another translation of our language? Would it finally result in a complete change of wording or expressions or something?
Well, I don't think we could say that it would be a complete change, but you can see little changes. Mm-hmm. Like that, and not just in the words, but in the way people say them.
I guess, perhaps, I don't know that this has ever been done before, but it may be. I just thought it was a matter of education, the improvement on the old way of talking, the country. I hear very little of the old expressions that we used way back in the country long ago, and I have just attributed the change to the fact that they learned a better way. And of course, this may result in that.
That could have a lot to do with it.
But with schools so prevalent as they are all over, and the opportunities given everybody to go, it seems to me all you have to do is go to grammar school to learn how to correctly say a word. And of course, in time, we just lose those old words.
That's one of the reasons we're doing this.
So I didn't know whether you were doing it to save those, revive them, or whether you wanted to improve on them.
No, we don't want to improve, because who's to say what's, you know, better than something else? But mm-hmm. You're right, we do want to save these and
kind of preserve them. I see. Uh-huh. I just wondered what the total purpose was.
There are lots of smaller purposes uh-huh. in the whole.
Uh-huh. Well, I hope it will come to some very good consequence.
Well, thank you. I surely appreciate you taking this time.
Well, you're quite welcome. I'm glad I had the time, because it could be that a very busy person could, for instance, when I was in the post office, I couldn't tell you.
Oh, yeah.
I used to have to go back at 1:30, and it was then until 5:30. And we didn't have opportunities to talk with people, of course, you know, we were too busy. And I imagine you find a lot of people that are too busy to give you the time.
People have been very, very cooperative and very nice.
Well, I'm glad, and I hope you will gain a lot from it.
Well, thank you. I'm sure we will.
Good.
I've been noticing your chest over there. Do you call it a secretary?
Mm-hmm. Or secretary.
Mm-hmm. We have one very much like it at home.
You do? Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of people mention that. It's kind of an old piece. Although it's not an antique, it doesn't date back over 50 years ago. I mean, it was new about 50 years ago. But I think it kind of goes with the old house that we live in.
Oh, it goes very well. Yeah. Oh, your whole living room is so attractive.
Well, thank you so much. I need so much done. I just need your pass so bad. But I hesitate. I would rather have it done back in the old brick like it was originally. I didn't want it done in marble or something. I could have had it, but it wouldn't have been the original house. And I really, that's one reason it's still in need. Those are just gas logs in there. But we have the open fireplace.
Grandchildren's
pictures.
Oh,
of which I have the most of.
How many grandchildren do you have?
I have nine grandsons.
Wow.
Nine, all only two little great-granddaughters. Oh. The oldest grandchild has two little girls, and that's unique in our family. Because they're all boys for all those years. Mm-hmm. I have two daughters and my son, and they all had boys. Isn't that all?
It really is.
Nine grandsons.
I bet you were about to see some girls come on.
Yes, we're delighted to have two little girls.
How old are they?
Little Gary is five, she'll be six in October, and the baby is Kelly, named for my family name.
Oh.
And I'm proud of that.
What's her last name now?
Blanchard.
Oh, so it's not Irish, though.
No.